now you wonder what's going on.
In Dallas and Fort Worth, people like Ke'Ila Jacques are calling Texans out to get insured before the March 31st deadline. Jacques works for the nonprofit City Square, which is spreading the word using social media blasts and weekend events called Rock and Roll, where DJs spin music and people line up for gourmet food trucks. But it's the freebies that attracted Mike Clear of East Dallas.
I don't know all the ins and outs and the pros and cons about it and everything like that. Just haven't taken time to sit down and see. And I'm working and I'm really kind of poor and I'm all pro-magnum man. It's the only thing I don't need insurance, but obviously I do.
He's one of the millions of people uninsured in Texas. The Department of Health and Human Services says young adults between ages 18 and 34 are enrolling more in this fourth month since opening the marketplace, but the increase has only been about 3 percentage points. Reverend Gerald Britt, who's also with City Square, says it's understandable that young adults have been slower to sign up.
Young people are famous procrastinators. I talked to my daughter last night and asked her if she signed up, and she said, "Dad, I'm going to do it next month." So you have to stay on them and make sure that they do, that they take advantage of this.
His daughter Adrienne is 33. Britt says she'll do it because she knows how important it is.
You know, at some point, no matter how young you are or how healthy you are, you're going to get sick. Something's going to happen. It can be an accident, it can be a catastrophic illness, it can be anything. Young people who aren't insured and who don't have a monumental amount of savings are going to be in bad shape. So this is actually an investment for them.
Sarah Smith is with Texas Public Interest Research Group. She shares her story to encourage other young adults to enroll.
You know, I'm 25, I just graduated law school, and really this was the first time that I had to think about purchasing health insurance, and I had no idea what to do. I really had to do it on my own, and I know how challenging it can be. But I also know sort of how apathetic I was a couple of years ago.
She says the last thing young people are thinking about is insurance.
Health insurance is an investment in your health and financial future, and by getting covered, you're protecting that. And more importantly, there is financial help available. There's assistance to get you through this process. It's certainly not something that you have to do alone.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Over at the LULAC National Education Service Center in Dallas, 22-year-old Karen Estrada was trying to input personal data into a computer with the help of a healthcare representative known as a navigator.
It is kind of complicated, but they help in a lot. They're patient with what they're doing, and they know what they're doing.
What's your biggest question as you're trying to get insured?
Will I qualify for the coverage? It comes tough because it's too many information that you gotta put in.
She hasn't enrolled yet because she's uncertain if she can afford it without any income. Renato De Los Santos Jr. is the center's director. He says every Tuesday and Thursday of this month, doors will be open for the community to find out what their options are.
We are not an agency that's normally involved with healthcare and that type of thing. We're an educational group. We work with high school students and scholarships and things like that. But we want to make our facility available here in the community to those people in the community who need it most right now.
With only 25 days left before the deadline approaches, healthcare advocates are hoping more people will sign up under the Affordable Care Act or face a penalty that will increase dramatically each year. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.